Adam Conley and the Marlins taking on the Mets at Citi Field. Conley is staked to an early lead against Mets starter Robert Gsellman, and Marcelo Ozuna adds to that in the second.
Here's the payoff pitch to Ozuna. Swing and a drive deep to right. Never mind the wind. This is a long, long home run into the second deck for Marcelo Ozuna. The Marlins lead 2-0. That was a Bob Seger home run. He hit it against the wind. I told you about this guy being a five-tool player.
Two on, two out for Ozuna, who's got a home run tonight. 1-1 pitch. Lined in a right field, sinking fast down at the feet of Bruce. He barehands it to knock it down. One run scores. It'll be a hard single. Scampering to third base goes Bourne, and it's now 4-1 Miami.
And the Marlins, first and second, nobody out. Back to the top of the order, and J.T. Realmuto. 3-2 to Realmuto. Payoff pitch. Line to right center. That's a base hit. Echevarria rounds third. He'll score easily. Gordon going to third. The throw comes into second, and holding at first with an RBI single is J.T. Realmuto. He has multi-hit games in all four that he's played so far. The Marlins now have a 5-1 lead. 0-1 to Rojas, the pitch. Bunted up the first baseline, a safety squeeze. Seawald has the ball. He throws to first. It's barehanded by Duda, who somehow stays on the bag as he was down on a knee, so they get the out at first. However, in to score is Gordon. Realmuto goes to second. And on the safety squeeze, nicely executed by Miguel Rojas, it is now 6-1 Miami. 2-0 to Cespedes, now the pitch. Swing and a high fly ball, well hit, right center. Yelich going back, so is Stanton. It's Yelich who jumps and makes the catch at the top of the right center field fence. D. Gordon, the second baseman, runs halfway out to right center, raising his arms as though he's just been declared the winner of a championship fight. And it's Yelich who won the fight with the outfield wall, which is padded. He made the play to the left of the 380 mark. And he ran hard into the Geico sign, and he may need some insurance for his shoulder after that catch.
The Marlins would tack on two more in the ninth inning and beat the Mets by a final of 8-1. And Adam Conley improves to 2-0 lifetime against the Mets. He's allowed just four runs over 29 and a third career innings against New York. The Mets have now lost three of their last four games, and they've mustered just three total runs in the first two games of this series with Miami. Terry Collins' club will now have to try to avoid the sweep Sunday night in Flushing.
No, he certainly didn't have a sinker tonight or early in the game at all. So I think he settled in later and made some better pitches with, he threw some better sliders. But the pitch that is bread and butter pitch, you saw it in the first inning, everything was belt high and couldn't get the ball down, couldn't get to find the movement on it. And so there were a lot of balls some of the balls that were struck, he made a lot of mistakes. But, his first time out there and this year, but he's got quality stuff, and I think he'll be fine.
Is that something for him, being such a young pitcher, that's kind of the next step when he doesn't have that sinker that he's going to need to figure out with the secondary stuff how to, develop that to get out of things?
Well, yeah, it's tough to, when you're that kind of a pitcher, you really got to make sure you get in the game and keep the ball down the zone. And I know he was pitching pretty similar to where the ball usually runs. But then if you got to early in the game, I think you got to figure out, look, I got to make sure it's getting down. I'm leaving a lot of balls up. I mean, hit a couple sliders tonight that were up in the zone. And it was just, didn't make the pitches he had to. And that's, very uncharacteristic from what we've seen of him.
Terry, you've talked a lot about wanting to keep everyone fresh this time of year. Is it at all concerning to you just how many pitchers you've had to use out of the bullpen on a nightly basis here?
Well, especially, Tony, this time of year where, you're not getting your starters deep in the game, you're going to, you use them more than you want to, for sure. We thought, we checked before the game. Everybody that was in the game tonight was able to pitch tonight. But you got to be able to make pitches. You got to make pitches, and you got to be able to throw your secondary pitches for strikes. You're not going to be able to pitch in the big leagues with one pitch. Can't do it. And so we've got to certainly start to start throwing strikes with our other pitches.
Matt, it's obviously a very small sample size, but just with the offense, kind of, I guess, what are you seeing here in these initial?
I'm not seeing any hits.
Anything with the approach? I mean, are you noticing anything up
approach
there?
The approach is what it's always been. We are, as we've said many times before, this team's built on power, and certainly, You know, Seth ought to have 5 or 6 home runs by now. Certainly the elements are playing havoc with him, but we've got to get some other guys going because we're, you know, we're a better offensive team than this. And, you're not going to ride one guy. It's not how we're built. We're built to do a lot of things, and certainly we're not swinging the bats like we can.
Terry, you mentioned as many hard-hit balls as there were. Is it impressive that Gazelle was at least able to limit the damage, especially that fifth inning? He didn't let it get away from him.
John, he competes now. Don't mistake. He was just making mistakes. He came even after the first inning, talked about, you know, how many balls he left in the middle of the plate. But he competes. He's not, you know, he's going to keep coming at you, and he did. And that's what I really like about this guy. I really think he's going to be really, really good. You know, he just had a bad night, and, you know, I think in his next time out, you'll see a better pitcher. But this guy is going to be here a long time. He's going to pitch a long time. He's got great stuff.
The Marlins have now won 3 straight games. They'll go for the series sweep on Sunday night in Queens. Ensign Volquez makes the start for Miami. The Mets will counter with the man known as Thor, Noah Syndergaard.